This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey, sitting in for Bob Edwards. President Bush and Arab leaders confirmed their mutual support for the so-called roadmap to peace at a one-day summit today in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. In a statement read by the summit's host, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, the leaders endorsed the roadmap, which calls for a Palestinian state by 2005. And President Bush assured the leaders that he is serious about seeing the process through. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Sharm el-Sheikh. Michael, what more can you tell us about what happened at this meeting?
Well, essentially, John, it appears that President Bush got most of what he came for from the leaders of the U.S.-friendly governments who met him here, from Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and, of course, Egypt. The new Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas also attended. Reading from their statement, Egypt's President Mubarak said the group welcomed the roadmap, as you said, and President Bush's commitment to it and to peace in the region overall. President Bush had also wanted these leaders here to condemn terrorism, including the violence perpetrated by Palestinian extremist groups such as Hamas. And he appears to have gotten that, too, or something close to it. In the statement, President Mubarak said the leaders reaffirmed their position against terror and violence no matter what its justification and motives, and would continue to fight it and what he called the culture of violence and extremism. But he also called on Israel to restore trust and carry out its obligations under the roadmap. But overall, not a bad start to President Bush's two-day peace blitz.
Mm-hmm. Did the Arab leaders get what they wanted from the United States?
They got some of it. I mean, to put it bluntly, they were looking for tangible signs that President Bush is seriously committed to making this thing happen, to holding both parties' feet to the fire, if you will, including the Israelis and their Prime Minister, Ariel Sharon. There's still a great deal of skepticism here about the U.S.'s goals in the region after the war in Iraq and about its willingness to make peace between the Israelis and Palestinians a reality. The perception here is that only the U.S. has the clout to make Israel's Prime Minister Sharon live up to his end of the deal if the Palestinians live up to theirs. And today, President Bush appeared to give the Arab leaders some, if not all, of what they wanted. He said that Israel has got responsibilities. I'm quoting here. Israel must deal with the settlements. Israel must make sure there is a continuous territory that the Palestinians can call home. Then in his appearance with President Mubarak afterwards, President Bush said very firmly that America is committed, that he is committed to help all parties reach the hard decisions that will lead to peace. So he said again that the Palestinians have the right to live in dignity in their own state. So he appeared to be giving his Arab allies, his Arab friends in the region, something too. And there are reports today in the Washington Post and elsewhere that the U.S. plans to have a team in place soon in the region to monitor implementation of the roadmap. And again, I think that's another indication of this administration's commitment to the process.
Mm-hmm. Next stop for the president is Jordan. Give us a preview of what's on the agenda there tomorrow.
President Bush is going to sit down with Prime Minister Abbas and with Prime Minister Sharon, and as he put it today, he'll discuss with them the responsibilities of both the Israelis and the Palestinians in regard to that roadmap. Now, we'll see. President Bush has been in the past loath to involve himself directly in the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, as President Clinton did before him, so he appears to have changed tack completely, and he's getting very involved. He's changed his mind. And if he can actually make this happen, I think it'll go a long way toward easing the resentment in the region following the war in Iraq and what's perceived here as the U.S.'s support for Israel and Prime Minister Sharon at the expense of the Palestinians. So there's a great deal at stake.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, John.